This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you here on this Friday, everybody. Friday, which can only mean one thing. 4 minutes of live radio in which we figure out what the heck happened in the 5 days gone by. For that, we've got Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal. He is in Washington, D.C. In our New York bureau is Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, so Lee, I will go no farther than this to start the questioning this afternoon. Wall Street, hello. It's been a tricky, tricky week.
It has been. And it's been a bit more than a week as well.
Yeah,
we're seeing this increasing skittishness. And whether it's related to Candy Crush's IPO or tech stocks this week or JP Morgan today, I think what we're seeing is just, if you pull really far back, last year, the market was pretty boffo. I mean, it was up 30%, and I think the whole world knows that we're not going to do that again this year.
Boffo,
I'm not a fortune teller,
that.
But I think that's a pretty safe assumption. I'm sorry, I'll just say it.
No, I think that's all right. I think that's good.
And so there's all this skittishness and fear, and that's what we're seeing.
Sudeep, one of my favorite lines ever is context is everything, and we do need to remember that even though it's been a tough 10 days, 2 weeks, we went bananas last year, and so this is honestly, relatively speaking, nothing.
Bananas, boffo. I'll give you another B word, bubble. We spent so much time.
We
spent so much time, though, thinking about bubbles. Was the stock market in a bubble? Is it not in a bubble? That we've actually lost sight of some of the more fundamental issues like corporate earnings and economic expectations. And we actually would need to see some pretty remarkable economic growth and profit growth to support where the stock market has been for the last few months. And so coming off a couple of percent shouldn't really seem like that big of a deal, considering, as you said, where we've gone over the last year.
Excellent points all, but let me ask you this, Lee. We haven't even really started with corporate profit season, right? I mean, yes, we had JP Morgan this morning down 19% in earnings, but and we'll get there in a minute. But the news is yet to come, and still investors are a little volatile, shall we say.
That's absolutely true. And, maybe we'll have some surprises to the upside in the batch, but there may be certainly what Sudeep said is spot on. I mean, now the earnings and the kind of, the performance of these companies has to sustain these stock prices and these valuations. And, everyone's cut costs and been so much more, extracted so much more productivity. But there's only so much you can do once you start to kind of lap those efficiencies. Yeah. So that's a good point. We're only in the beginning.
Sudeep, the Washington story this week, yesterday, in fact, Secretary Sebelius is going to resign or has resigned. I guess it was announced today by the president. And we're going to have David Gura on that coming up in just a sec. What do you make, though, of what this might mean for the ACA, for Obamacare, and for anything substantive? Anything?
For anything substantive, we have to look a lot longer down the road. This is just another stage in the political torture that we go through in the rollout of something like this. It is a big step, obviously. Trying to transform and overhaul our healthcare system is huge. What's just absolutely crazy here is that we are in such the truly earliest stages of implementation. It's 6 months into this program, and people's heads are about to fall off over how over what's happening here. We don't know how the ACA is going to be affecting healthcare costs. We don't know how it's affecting premiums for companies, for individuals down the line. These things are going to take years, if not decades, to understand. And we have gone through this much pain in the first 6 months of just trying to get through the rollout.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it kind of scares me about what's to come on the political front there. But for the substance of it, it's something that we're just going to have to watch as we get some of the data when
all
people
right.
are enrolled in these plans.
All right. More to come from David Gura on that in about, 45 seconds or so, Lee. But let me just touch briefly on the earnings news of the day. JP Morgan Chase, the biggest and now somehow not the most profitable bank in this country. Does that portend bad things for the banking sector, which, as we all know, is huge?
It's not great. I mean, what's significant here is that this isn't just kind of due to legal expenses or regulatory costs, but this is really about, a slowdown in the bank's fundamental areas, trading and loan demand. And even though, Wells Fargo reported much better results today, but even their mortgage banking income fell, and it was subsidized by gains on the commercial real estate side and the auto loan side. So, I think that I think it's something to pay attention to.
All right, fair enough. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. He's down in Washington. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
Kai.